Jeremy, thank you so much for coming to meet me. Welcome to Grambling State University. My name is, like I said over email, my name is Crash Bandicoot. I understand you're looking to go to grad school.
Yeah, I applied to Grambling University because I thought maybe it'd get my hip-hop career off the ground. And you guys, man, Grambling's in the title. Sound like a sure bet, you know what I'm saying?
I think I do know what you're saying. That's fun. That's a fun way to talk. So you kind of said Grambling as if it was two separate words.
Yeah, it's I know y'all say it one way and I say it a different way. Grambling, it translates the same way, man. I know.
No, so it's Grambling. So Gram.
Yeah, it feels you.
Ing.
Yeah. Man, that's you teach me how to spell here too, man. I'm cool with that. I'll take any of the classes. I'll take I'll take spelling classes. I'll take linguistics. I'll take you guys seem to know. Yo, I was just wondering though, there's like stages around the school, right? Like how does it take to get on one of them?
Yeah, so those aren't stages. Those are different kind of like some of our buildings have stairs going up into the building. That's kind of like a walkway.
Man, that's old people stuff. I ain't about the stairs, man. No. You got like a Segway.
You know, we're actually a motorized free campus. We like pedestrians to kind of have.
Elon Musk University said they give me a Segway when I dropped my first album. So what you got for me?
That's not a real school. That was a Twitter joke.
What?
Yeah.
No. Elon Musk.
That's a man. That's not he doesn't have a school named after him.
What, you gonna tell me those flamethrowers he sent out for free were fake too?
Those weren't free. You had to buy them.
This Grambling University doesn't seem to really know anything about what's going on in the real world. Listen, I grew up in Southern Colorado Springs. Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm hard right now. I'm a hardened dude. And you can't keep me from my dreams.
Okay. I don't, you know what, Jer? Can I call you Jer?
Yo, I said when I signed my name on the application, Jay Swizzle, I prefer you use that name.
All right, Mr. Swizzle. So I don't want to keep you from your dreams. I just have a couple questions based off of your application.
True.
You said your preferred nickname is Jay Swizzle, but you said that your first name is Jeremy, but your last name is also Jeremy. Is that a typo or is that true?
First of all, I don't know what the word typo means. I hope to learn that in one of them linguistics courses. But I will say that Jeremy is a family name. It's so family that my father's name is Jeremy. My grandma's name is Jeremy. My uncle's dogs are all three named Jeremy. It gets real confusing when we're in the household trying to talk to one another. We just screaming Jeremy. And so you know what? I'm going by Jay Swizzle now. I'm the first of my kind.
So, I don't think that you understand what last name means.
Man, I don't think you understand what Jay Swizzle means.
You got me. I don't. I'm not sure you know either.
Excuse me? Is that some kind of uneducated college joke?
That's not a word. Let's move towards the next question that I have.
Okay.
Under your preferred subject of study, you just wrote Bikini Bottom?
Yeah! Yeah, that I did.
I'm not sure if you know about our different programs that we offer, but we don't have any SpongeBob-related studies at our school.
Oh, word. You got any Nickelodeon studies, though?
No. Short answer, no. Long answer, no.
Okay. What about – hear me out. I'm a trailblazer. Independent study, Fairly Odd Parents. We got the – I'll do that SpongeBob.
Okay. Yeah.
Man, I'll dip into Powerpuff Girls. I know a totally different network, man, but
we do have a feminism major. We have a women's study minor to go along with that at grad school.
Yeah, that's cool. That's real progress. I feel you.
Yeah, progressive. You know, but we don't have any Powerpuff related topics in that class. Is that going to be?
Yo, I'm looking at y'all's catalog right here. It says that you have puff pastry classes. Three slots, Monday through Friday.
That's our culinary. That's a culinary part of our school.
Yeah, bless here. You.
No, right? No, that means cooking. I didn't sneeze.
Oh my god. Yo, okay, man, listen. Well, you got any more questions that might get me into this Powerpuff Studies program?
Okay, yep, not a study. I do have another question. Under where we, in the application where it said high school, you put Hells Yeah.
Yeah. Hells Yeah, junior high through charter. It's Hells Yeah, man. He's a hero down in the Springs.
Is that a person?
Yeah. General Hells.
Okay.
Don't tell me. I'm about to educate you something.
I'm not sure that that's true. But yeah, go ahead.
Yo, so yeah, man, my dog Squeegee, he told me all about this cool little school that as long as you get your parents to sign off on, you take it to a central office, you can go to Hells Yeah. Hi, man. It's in the back of a Burger King. Man, they got, first of all, school lunch is always Burger King. It's not bad. It's not bad at all. Man, and if you want to mix it up a little bit, you could throw in a veggie burger. You could throw in some lettuce and some tomato. Man, Hells Yeah, university guy all, dude. I learned how to register the cash. Man, I learned how to squeegee the floors. Squeegee was there, too. That's how he got his nickname. Man, it was tight. And I graduated with a 4.9.
Okay, that was barely coherent. Another question for you. There was a section of the application that talked about, at every school, if you can get accepted, you go to something called orientation, right? And so orientation is
onboarding.
Yeah, you put definitely not gay though. T-H-O. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, swerve.
We're a really inclusive university. Is that a problem for you?
I don't know where inclusive is, but I could be inclusive as well if you would like me to.
It's not worth my time anymore at this point. Jeremy, Mr. Swizzle, was it?
Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder if you shouldn't go back to elementary school. Didn't seem to grasp an understanding of the English language.
Oh, teacher, dude, listen to me. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I'll be straight with you. I was just at the elementary school. They wouldn't have me. They told me to go to college. This is my last chance.
What was your first chance?
My first chance was preschool, man. I gave it a shot there. They wouldn't have me. Mostly because it's a daycare and I didn't have $7 a day to pay for.
When did you go to preschool?
Yeah, this was Thursday. This was Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah. Yeah. How old are you?
Thank you, sir. I'm 17 years old.
Okay, that's interesting because on an application we put date of birth and you just said old enough. I don't understand why you're applying for grad school when you haven't even gone to high school.
Okay.
No, that doesn't have anything to do with it.
How it is. You want to be... Yeah, I thought we was still in Colorado, but I don't want to be inclusive. I don't want to go to Grand Bling University anymore because I got
not big a not grand do. It's a gram.
Yeah, I heard you the first time. Jesus, man, you even go to school, you peach yourself a lot, man. Listen, I'm out of here. I'm gonna go make it big. I'm gonna go drop my album. I got a show tonight at the Chuck E. Cheese's on College and Prospect.
Okay, that I think that would be great for you.
Yo, I'm out. Listen, I'm leaving. All right, this has been great. I don't need boy Squeegee. I'm gonna find out what we're doing right now. All right.
So is Squeegee your boy or your dog?
Man, yo, Squeegee, my dog. He a little bit of both, you know.
He a little bit of both.
Yeah, he's a man dog. That's what he goes by.
That's concerning.
Mm. You know what? I'll catch you later. I'm dialing Squeeze right now. Hold on. Yo, my phone don't work, so I gotta make these noises. Give me a sec. Yo, Squeeze, what's going on, dude?
Okay.
Yo, that's our secret greeting, man. I'm glad you remember, man. Yo, so I just got denied for college. What you up to?
Hey man. I'm up in this box. You know what I'm saying? Like, big old cardboard, found it at my mom's house.
Yo, dude, that's rad, man. Last time I saw you, you were just taping together some notebook paper.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, drew a microwave with a Sharpie, drew an oven, like, got my whole place fitted up.
Yo, man, you think I can roll on by? Man, I'm gonna do anything right now. I'm not going to school anymore.
Okay. I've been watching a lot of SpongeBob. I'm thinking about getting into kind of that situation. You know what I'm saying?
You got another one of your famous business proposals? Is that what's coming up?
Yeah. Let me holler at you a minute. Like, what I'm thinking is, like, you know what I'm saying? We go buy a bunch of squirrels.
Okay.
And we put them in spacesuits, put them underwater, and we're like selling Atlantis to like rich people. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa, squirrel Atlantis for rich people?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, dog.
Yo, man, listen. Say no more. I'm gonna go get the squirrels right now.
Okay. You tell Steven that, like, his mama's been looking for him, as you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Is that the guy at the pet store?
That's the pet store / Albertson / movie theater, you know what I'm saying? Like, out of his backyard.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll be right there, man. I'll get you the squirrels and I'll be right back.
All right, deuces.
All right, teacher, man, I'm out of here. Me and Squeegee, we starting Squirrel-lantis.
Sir, I don't understand why you followed me to the bathroom for that phone call, but that was a complete invasion of privacy.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe you want to be part of one of the first investors for our new business idea, you know?
No, Mr. Jeremy, Mr. Swizzle, was it?
Yeah, can I say you got some great slacks. I think those are real nice. That's real cool.
All right. Well, okay. I'm gonna call the cops.
Tell them don't worry about it. I'm going to the Cinemark Albertson's backyard co. I'll be right back though. All right.
All right. I'll meet you there. Yep. I'll meet you there.
Yeah. Walking in, 20 minutes later or whatever. All right, man. This must be the place. Yeah. Yeah,
hey, there's a big Jay Swizzle.
What did Squeegee say his name? Steve. Hey, what's up, Steve?
Hey, what's happening, man? Yo, what's a guy gotta do to get tickets to that Lil Pump concert, though?
Woo woo, that's fire. I think I could make you as a trade. I hear you got a bunch of squirrels in spacesuits for sale.
Hey man, I got something, you know what I'm saying, underwater. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I have no idea what that colloquialism means.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. Steven, what are you doing in this area? I'm doing business. Steven, get back home immediately. Hey, this is ridiculous.
Jeremy,
why are you talking like that? We live in suburban heights, okay?
I know.
I'm tired of you guys listening to that Lil Pump music.
Lil Pump is okay. All right, yeah.
Can you speak normally to me, Jeremy? Okay? Your parents don't send you to private school to act. You're acting. You're faking.
No, hey, come on. I need this. Steven thinks I'm cool.
Jeremy, Steven is not cool. You are not cool. Okay, I'm making kale chips. You come home immediately. Go get in my Range Rover. Steven, go to my Range. But Mom, Steven, Mom, I'm sorry. I'm so... Steven, I don't even want to hear it. Go. Fine.
What's my name? Jay Swizzle's left all alone. He starts wandering down the streets and he heads to a park and he just sits there on the bench next to some dude. School and then starting some Squirrel Landis idea. I wasn't even on board with that. It just sounded like, I don't know, it just sounded like something this character Jay Swizzle would do. But here I am in Suburbia Heights, a little down on my luck next to this nameless character. God, yelling. He's wearing yellow rain boots and he's just staring at me, watching him describe him. Yeah, I'll keep going. He's got his paper thin mustache. Was not expecting that voice. What's up?
Son, I'm going to tell you something, okay?
Sounds about the right time, yeah.
You are going to die.
Oh, God.
In two years. Now? Two years. Okay?
Whoa, okay? How?
Okay?
Hey.
I'm going to kill you.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
I don't want to agree with that.
Do you see my boots? My boots? They're filled so yellow with the blood.
Jeez. Oh my. Of what?
I don't want to talk about it.
No. Man. Oh my God. I don't know what that slap
squirrels
was.
Squirrels, bud. Squirrels. Squirrels everywhere. Squirrels inside of me.
I thought this was gonna be some cool moment where you give me some life altering advice.
I am friends with the monster inside. Of me.
Oh my God! I'm getting out of here. It was nice meeting you. Nice meeting you. Please. Oh jeez, he's following me. Listen, I'm not interested in your squirrel's blood. I'm Jay Swizzle.
Hey,
I'm trying to drop an album.
Hey bud, do you want some of the squirrel goo?
I can't hear you.
Do you want me to tape fur onto your arms?
Oh my God! Oh my God! It's a police officer, sir! This man, he's harassing me. He's got squirrel's blood in his boots. I know it's time to just look at him.
The cop raises his hat, takes off his glasses, looks directly into Jay Swizzle's eyes, and says,
"Oh my God,
2 years." 2 years. 2 years. Starts pounding his baton on his car. 2 years. 2 years. 2 years.
Fade to black. Two years goes by. 2 years goes by. We're sitting in the in an NPR station. Jay Swizzle is there with a huge gold chain around his neck. He's got his cornrows back. He's talking with his normal swag to an NPR reporter. Y'all, man, and that's, so this 2 years mixtape, straight fire, people digging it, man, people digging it, and I just been rapping straight from the heart, been rapping about, acting school, Squirrel Atlantis, men in yellow rain boots, just the whole nine yards, and...
Yes, you've seen a lot of success over the years. Now, I have one thing to say to you.
Yeah, what's that?
The NPR announcer rips off his sunglasses, looks directly into Jay Swizzle's eyes. 2 years is up. 2 years is up. 2 years is up. He grabs a knife.
Listen, bro. Listen, I didn't think it. Can I say a few words first?
Yeah.
Drink your water. That's fine. Yes? Okay. All right. What is education in the U.S. When a man goes to acting school, gets kicked out,
stab.
I mean,
Jay Swizzle dies.
I walk. Oh, dear Lord Thomas, what was this about?
He stole my squirrels.
See. Well, hello everybody. Welcome to Off the Top. Just made that up. And this is our eighth episode in the series that we like to call Getting Ready for Me to Invest in a Microphone. My name is Ben Kolka.
My name is Reed Burvick.
And for those of you who
home of the Carolina Panthers.
And for those of you just tuning in, this is an improv comedy show. Reed and I have been at it for a solid, 2 months now, and really picked up some serious steam. We've gone from about 2 listeners an episode to a solid something like, it's like 22 an episode last I checked. Incredible. What I want to know is, I was going down, Reed, let me tell you, sorry, I know I'm dominating this right now, but I was going down the top 30 podcasts the other day, and these all have like, 2.5 million downloads an episode or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, all the podcasts I listen to pretty much are on this list. So the people who are out there listening to some hodunk podcast of two kids in Colorado doing improv, you're the real heroes. I gotta say, I don't even know how you found us, because we haven't started advertising. It's we're still figuring out a format.
I want you to know that I've been advertising.
Reed, right? What?
Yeah, I didn't know how to tell you this. Can I tell you how I've been advertising?
You might as well. What's going on? Yeah.
So you know playgrounds? You know where kids play?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You know, monkey on the ground, monkey bars, different games about monkeys.
I don't think you've ever been to a playground, but yeah, keep going.
Yeah, so they have some really high-tech communication devices. Mm-hmm. There is a speaker that comes out of the ground with holes in it, a little tube, and you talk into it.
Wait, Reed, are you telling me you've been advertising to mole people this whole time?
Yeah. Yeah, you got a problem?
No. I love mole people. I don't know how many of these references moles are going to get is all.
Look, man, it's 2018.
Yeah, you're right.
Mole people are people, too.
Yeah.
They're just more mole, all right?
Well, some more mole than people. So I'm not picky. I think that's great. I think just a good way to talk to me.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm in love.
With a mole person?
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
That's a little bit of an assumption that she would have a name. Okay, her name is Sarah, all right, if you had to know.
That is incredibly white and inhuman sounding. But so I, you know what, I'm already more accepting.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. We all can't be you, Ben. We all can't find a beautiful, wonderful girl in Squirrelantis and marry her after a wasabi date, okay? Like, we can't all be you, all right? Some of us have to get creative.
Well, Reed, I'm glad you brought this up, because welcome to today's episode, the top 5 ways to be Ben Kolka. You brought us right into it.
Number one, find a bunch of squirrels who live underwater.
Uh-huh.
Number two.
You've been Ben Kolka before, haven't you?
I don't want you to know that I have. Definitely stolen your identity twice.
Oh. Well,
I lived in Thailand for 2 years as if I was you. You should never go there. I've made a lot of enemies.
Oh, geez. Oh, God. Mole people?
Definitely mole people. Definitely sky people. Ground people.
I'm
this
learning.
One guy named Jeff I met at the airport.
Oh, yikes. Wow. Yeah, that's, part of me is wondering, wait, under the guise of Ben Kolka, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
See, okay, so I've had my identity stolen twice, and,
okay.
Thank you for explaining that to me.
Of course.
The first time, yeah, my credit score dropped, like, 200 points, I got a lot of spam mail, in languages I didn't understand, a lot of it was just kind of dirty paw prints. Of angry people. But the second time, I don't know, a Corvette showed up in my front yard.
Yep.
I had the most beautiful woman in the world knock on my door and tell me, she just looked at me and she said, thank you for the cheese, and then kissed me and then left.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was Rebecca.
Oh, well, yeah. So I want to be mad at you, but I also am really thankful because, my credit score is also back up higher than ever before. So I don't know what you did.
Yeah. I tell you what, man, when you pay off the federal government, you can get a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. What?
Dang, I never thought of that before.
Yeah, dude.
You've really changed my perspective.
And that's my second point of how to be Ben Kolka.
You got to change perspectives.
You got to change perspectives. Sometimes in order to be Ben Kolka, you got to be a little bit of Reed Berbick.
3 through 5 just have a lot to do with different sort of coffee beans, I feel like.
Yeah, just roasted, unroasted, and pinto. those are points 3 through 5. And wow, dude, that was supposed to last us 37 more minutes. Let's change gears. All right, have you read Outliers by Malcolm Gladwell?
Am I a white boy from the suburbs? Of course I have.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've been working on our 10,000 hours, obviously. I don't know if you know this, but again, as I was going through the top 30 podcasts on the air right now, Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History is number 11. So, sat down and listened to quite a bit of it, and he has it's soothing for a while, but the most, like, grating kind of, like, persnickety voice, like, let me just do it for you, like, this is for anybody who has happened to hear Malcolm Gladwell talk, but give me a kind of question that Malcolm Gladwell would ask.
All right. Like in his childhood or kind of
now? You know how he's always like, I don't even know, where he's like, which blueberries are the best blueberries in which region of the world? Or something like that, you know? It's like something super esoteric.
Oh, totally. Yeah, like as yeah, totally. Uh-huh. I know so much about him.
Yeah, so just give me a question. I'm so proud of how spot on this is.
Do pineapples taste different inside of an airplane?
All right. This is Malcolm Gladwell. Welcome to Revisionist History. Pineapples, do they taste different inside of an airplane? Well, listen to this video clip right here. And I'll tell you, if it does, we brought 3 experts and we put them in a plane. We took 1 expert and put him outside of a plane. Here's those experts inside the plane right now.
Yo, man, this pineapple, I've had a lot of pineapples. That's why they call me the expert. And let me taste it. Man, that's pretty good. That is pretty good. Here, man, taste that. Taste that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. What about you, 3? Trace, we call him Trace.
I'm not a big fan.
Did you hear that? Trace was not a big fan. He ate the pineapple. But what is it about 40,000 feet in the air that keeps a pineapple from tasting so good to every third person? Well, we put that to the test.
I don't know. Insane. I mean, that's Malcolm Gladwell. My favorite thing is, like, literally anytime he says something, he'll play you a little clip. And it'll be like here's a clip of hunters in a forest. Oh, there's the bear right there. All right, aim slow and steady. Make sure you go for the...
Oh, oh my God, he found us! Oh my...
Did you hear that? 2 hunters screaming uncontrollably.
I feel like he really wants... I feel like if I met him in person... I'm just wondering if he wouldn't try to bring up the 10,000 hour theory every conversation. You know what I mean?
I feel like when you listen to his podcast, it's literally anything you talk about, he's written an article on or he's done some sort of research on. So he has a strong opinion, not even just like, oh, I've heard of that. It's kind of like, yeah, I never eat Red Baron pizza ever since I learned how they build them in factories.
Do you think he's chill to hang out with?
God, man, I don't want to hate on Malcolm Gladwell because when we're fighting for the number 11 spot here in a few years, like, I would love to hang out with Malcolm Gladwell. Don't get me wrong, I think you're a cool dude, but Yeah, maybe I don't know. Not everything has to be a research project. You know, you don't have to have a hard opinion on everything. That's what I got Reed for. Reed's famous hard opinions.
Look, man, I've been saying this for years. Wooden signs? We don't need them.
All right? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
You always say that.
I've been saying that for years. Like, welcome to Colorful Colorado. Like, that sign is made out of wood.
I have the most drab looking sign in the world.
Like, are you for real? Like, is that mahogany? It doesn't matter. It should be my table, not a sign.
Oh my god.
Ask me about anything, Ben. Ask me about anything.
Okay. How'd you feel about the new Ant-Man?
Oh my gosh. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm pissed about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
You're telling me that there's an ant who wants to be a man? You're telling me that Paul Rudd, I'm expected to believe that Paul Rudd is in another movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's just as goofy and just as lovable as all the other movies. No. In fact, even more so.
No. Uh-uh. Nope. Okay. Not doing it. Well, not doing it.
That's a pretty hard opinion.
Not today.
Opinion,
not ever. I don't believe Paul Rudd exists. I think he's a fabric of our corporate structure, and I think it's why I'm boycotting the economy.
No, Reed, you met him before. Remember when we went to the red carpet event?
Okay, first of all, does it have to be red? You know what I mean?
No, like, it was a red carpet event for colorblind people. It was like a play on. That's really offensive to colorblind people.
Oh, so I can't be offended, but colorblind people can be offended? Like, dude, that get a grip. We get it. You don't have color eyes. Okay?
Yeah,
you don't know how to eat cheese. Okay? You only ride on horses. We get it. Your life sucks. And it's so hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some of us can see color, okay? Some of us have seen the whites of people's eyes before they shoot
us, hear us complain
in the sternum.
Well, Reed, how do you think this podcast is going?
You know, I got a couple things to say about it. Right, not well.
Okay.
That's
yeah, that was more than one thing. So yeah. That'd be a couple.
That's a couple. Hey, you know what? Let's talk about the news. Let's talk about what's going on.
Oh, okay. Number one thing I want to talk about, I was hoping this would come up. Have you had a chance to listen to the new Gambino singles?
Who? You mean the Gambino Burgers from Good Times?
The who else would I be talking about?
Man, I don't think anyone.
Yeah, the blues duo, man. They dropped some hot tracks
today. Yeah. The first one doing that laundry was
sounded like a blatant rip-off of that J. Cole song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Folding clothes.
I'm like, yo, it was great the first time. It's like we haven't had a song in decades about the intricacies of folding laundry. About how that brings us closer together with people, about drinking almond milk and then rhyming it with almond milk. I think truly some of the best work that's been done in years. And here comes...
So real talk, J. Cole was my favorite artist. But like... Is.
Oh, okay.
But like low-key, I'm just so interested to see his thought process when he's in the lab and he's writing songs and he's like, you know what? I don't think hip-hop's ready for this. But I'm about to drop a track about laundry.
Literally the rhyme for that one verse, it always kills me. It's one of my favorite verses just because of how like bizarre it is in the end. But like where he's like, I can't believe I've been drinking all when we're in the kitchen drinking almond milk. I can't believe I'm drinking almond milk. He literally might as well be. I can't believe I'm rhyming almond milk, which is probably what it was in the first place.
Do you drink almond milk?
I don't, and if I did, I would definitely not rhyme about it.
Oh. So colored people can't enjoy almond milk, but you can?
I'm glad you're bringing this to a race place, because that's the only way to boost race.
We just clickbait everything. What do you think the biggest clickbait is right now in America?
Space Force. Is that still a thing? No, it's these NATO meetings with Trump. Or what's on Facebook? I haven't even been on Facebook in so long. What's everybody sharing on there?
I've a lot of dog stuff. Some, yeah. A couple of different memes.
Let's say dog votes for Donald Trump would probably be a great clickbait article.
Dog?
Probably the title of this episode.
Dog votes for Donald Trump.
I'd click on that. I'd be like, no!
That's impossible. Is he even old enough to vote?
First of all, you know he's a supporter of the West Side Bernie. It makes no sense.
Oh, man. I love... What do you think the most liberal dog breed is?
The real questions.
It's definitely a Bichon. Like, for sure.
What is a Bichon?
You don't know what a Bichon is?
No, I'm looking that up right
it's
now.
It's a type of dog.
Whoa! Oh my god. Yeah, I've seen these. Oh. Yeah, that's probably pretty
that's
liberal.
That's a pretty liberal dog.
No, you know, it's yeah, in the same vein of liberalism, like, a Bichon's definitely on a pumpkin spice latte date with a Pomeranian. I feel like that'd also be, you know, a liberal dog. What's the most conservative dog?
Oh, the most...
The Shar Pei.
The Shar Pei. I feel like a Border Collie is, like, kind of conservative just because it's, like, a working class dog. You know what I'm saying? True. Like, it has a farm.
I can really get behind that.
Kind of farm,
yeah.
In Pennsylvania. Got some corn stuff.
Like, strong values.
Strong values. Like, really big in the family. I'll tell you what, a Great Dane for sure, though. A Great Dane is in your face about it.
That's the guy who enlisted in the military.
And, like, all lives matter.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a great... Well, God, man, I don't even know. I've never met a Great Dane I haven't liked or anything, but I'm trying to think if I've ever even met a dog I haven't liked. I mean, really, truly.
You know, there's an article on Rover.com that says the top dog breeds.
Oh, we're bringing that up. Wait, really? All right, wait. Is it like a 1 through 3? Can I guess this?
Democrat dog breeds. Let me dive in. Poodle, a Maltese,
okay.
And a Yorkshire Terrier.
This is made up.
A Republican dog breed. Border Collie. Hello. Oh. Holla at your boy. Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, 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 pew.
I'm a Republican, too, because you should have heard those sick guns. Pew, pew. Republican dog's also a boxer and Australian Shepherd, which is fun.
Oh.
An independent boxers dog breed.
Those are all good dogs.
An independent dog breed is an American Pit Bull, a Dachshund,
I could see that.
A Siberian Husky. Which doesn't make any sense.
Do they literally, is it the world's shortest article? It's like 12 words and it's just a list of dogs.
A quick note on methodology. In a nutshell, our analysts compiled 2012 election data and assigned a blue or red designation for metropolitan areas based on Obama, Romney, other votes, then cross-referenced that data with the Rover.com database of dog breeds and dog names to determine the reddest and bluest breeds and names. I don't know what that means, but there definitely were in this article.
So there's literally, there's some methods to the
They
madness.
Even go too far as saying the top 10 bluest dog names. So number one Democrat dog names... is Parker. Number one for Republicans is Coco.
I don't know what to do with this. It sounds like there's just a lot of lonely old women who like to register their political parties.
Is a Labrador Retriever more Democrat than a golden retriever?
Yes. Yeah. Next question.
Do you think that a corgi has a political affiliation?
Yeah, corgis are definitely liberal, yeah, because 100%. Corgis are probably the ones with signs out on lawns of the White House, you Oof. Know, protesting meat industries.
Oh, dude, so true. They're so for vegetarianism and vegan stuff.
Yeah, and it's like, look at you. You're adorable, but you don't know what you're talking
about. You don't
know,
man. You got no facts.
You just don't know.
You don't got facts to back it up.
You're just full of pathos, and we don't run in that kind of country, sweetie.
I've never been inside of a country, and I definitely don't run there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about Nikita?
Yeah, Gazoon.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What about an American foxhound?
American dog, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, you're so right. Are you kidding me? Man, dude, politics is so deep. It runs through the veins of dogs.
Now I have opinions I never knew I had. This is what finding out what your bias is like, you know?
Do you think that dogs have privilege? Like, is there a golden retriever privilege?
Let me. This is a great point. The other day, training, so exactly like an Ewok, exactly like Lucy. Lucy likes to like groan every time you tell her to do something. Like, Lucy, come here. And then battleman. So much than like a lot of people, you know.
Yeah.
Better than me. Like, just rich people dogs have got to be leading lives fuller than I will ever know.
Oh, dude, they make a salary compared to us.
Yo, what's up, Swervig? We're back, ladies and gentlemen. That was a sweet transition you were just listening to. I don't know who composed it, but I'm here in the studio with Reed Burvik, one half of the Off the Top improv troupe.
Hey, it's your boy. It's your boy.
It is certainly a boy, if there's one thing we can agree upon. And so, Reed, where you been for the last 30 seconds? I thought that was a little weird that you dipped out in the middle of a show. Everything okay?
Man, you know, it's not.
Okay.
I don't know how to say this, but I've been getting followed lately.
Oh my God. Have you shaken them loose?
Man, it's hard to say, like, sometimes I'm in a Walmart and they're there. Sometimes I'm at my house and they're there.
Yeah, that's yeah. That sounds like definitely some people following you. Mole or human or Sharpay?
I mean, I'm thinking High School Musical related for sure. Right now, that's kind of like one of the big suspicions I got.
Yeah, it's like, what is she even? Ashley Tisdale even doing since I got out? Like,
man, a whole lot of nothing.
Catching on to the fact that you got some steam and some clout now with this Off the Top stuff, and trying to latch onto that.
The nerd, you've had your time.
Yeah,
right? You've had your millions of views. Let me have my 22. Okay.
And we haven't even gotten our Disney Channel, you know, trilogy musical G-rated series yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, don't I know?
But you know what? She's listening right now, I suppose. Why don't we pitch in?
All right, Sharpay, if there's anybody who's a fan of our podcast, it's you. We know this to be true because of statistics and kind of like you have nothing better than it.
Yeah. That was a beautiful verse you just dropped.
Thank you. That was off of our prologue. Intro.
To this musical that we're writing.
Definitely, that's some musical term.
Hear me out.
The musical is centered around two young turtles. Mm-hmm. Okay? And their lives in a human penitentiary. Okay? And I'm
hooked.
They're behind bars. And one of them knows why. Okay? The other one also knows why. They robbed a liquor store at gunpoint. It's coming of age, Ben. They're young, they're wild, they're snapping, they're hiding in their shell. They sing about it.
This sounds pretty good to me.
There's a couple shower scenes about soap not dropping it. It's prison, man. It's prison.
I was thinking maybe they have superpowers. You know, that's pretty hard. Ooh, right now. Not been done in a musical yet.
So in.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking the protagonist is the Turtles, right? And I'm thinking the antagonist is Malcolm Gladwell.
Thoughts? So on board? Malcolm Gladwell is trying, he's doing research on whether or not turtle stew is actually good for you.
Whoa. That's a deep cut.
And he's the warden of this, he's the warden of this prison.
Wow. You know what I think that this musical needs?
Yeah, tell me.
Natasha Bedingfield.
Yeah. Oh, man, she could really turn this around.
I feel like her positive energy as kind of the turtle's lawyer.
The turtle's lawyer.
Right?
She just sings happy pop songs about how it's going to get better.
She's like, look, turtles, you're staring at the blank page before you, okay? You're looking through a dirty window. Open it. Open it up.
The opening number, they're just sitting there behind bars. One of them's got a harmonica. Turtles, we got a lot of hurdles.
Oh, yes, my milk, it curdles.
Because and then,
just a turtle.
Why do they keep serving us milk?
And then I love this musical because there's like two songs in the whole musical, right? And they're both 30 seconds. The rest of it's just musical talking. You know? You know how they talk in musicals?
Where they're always like waving their hands around and they're like making strong stances and solid movements.
There's gotta be another way than this. There's another.
Just repeating it. Tortimer, calm down. We'll get out of this penitentiary and go back to doing what we do best. Robin Banks.
You're right, my dear friend Yertle, the turtle.
Tortimer, calm down. We haven't even got out of the cell yet.
But Yertle, why are we trapped here? We're turtles. We're not human.
Enter, we're turtles, not human. The song.
We're turtles, we're not humans. We got shells, we don't got a butt. Unless your ladies are here. Okay, I'm down for that. And then it gets real sexual.
Yeah, that's when the whole family leaves and they're like, you know, it turns out the message was turtles aren't human. The whole time.
People are at the water cooler the next day at work. Hey, Sharon, did you know how promiscuous turtles are?
Oh, yeah. I took my husband, and he's been wanting to try all sorts of new stuff with this Yertle character and this Tortimer character.
I don't blame you, Cher. It was rough. It was wild. It was Steamsville.
The way you speak and sounds like you're about to launch into another song from this musical.
It was hot, it was heavy, it was steamy, it was turtle.
In Steamsville, USA.
Welcome on down to Turtleville.
Bam, 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 bam.
There is no great musical without an appearance by Justin Timberlake. I've said that a million times.
You have. You're probably the most intelligent musical critic I know. You told me before your favorite musicals would have to be Rent.
Rent is top five.
Mm-hmm.
Stomp is third. I'll tell you.
Can
I tell you my favorite?
Of course.
Soulja Boy, the musical.
You remember when he won that rock, paper, scissors tournament, and that's what helped him make that hit song of his in the musical, you remember?
Oh, do I remember? I remember it like it was yesterday. I remember it like his new hot new single from 2007 called Donk had just come out.
Yeah. That sounds pretty real.
It's real.
Did you like trash the musical? Oh, about a couple trash guys living out their trash lives.
Did I like it?
Yeah, there was that sobs, you know, story where the guys at the bar just getting drunk. It's called Trashed. You know, his wife had just left him. He's looking trash guy looking for his trash wife. And there's that tap dancing part where they're all taking out the trash together.
They're all taking out the trash. And then the Stomp Gang comes out and they're like.
And beats the living shit out of them. I was like, what in the world? But my it was G-rated? What's up?
And my favorite part about the beating is that they did it to a super cool beat, you know?
Yeah, it was definitely like this cutesy kind of like, you know, Fiddler on the Roof sound. And then boom, beat switch. It's just Run the Jewels. LP was there on stage dropping something nasty. Up in the corner, I saw a guy remove the G rating, pull down just a piece of paper, and behind it, it just said NC-17.
Yes. And 17 did they NC.
Yeah. God,
and then out of nowhere, Malcolm Gladwell had two knives and started slicing up fools.
He's like, did you hear that? The gurgling screams of my victims. And I'm like, you know, not very good stage presence. He talks way too quietly, to be honest. Really, my only complaint about Trash the Musical. I mean, otherwise, pretty solid. Pretty
yeah, cool. I say 3 cans out of 4.
Well, Reed, we're approaching the end here, and I really want to thank everyone here for sticking through.
You're sounding like Obama right now. The end of the day,
ladies, gentlemen, thank you for being here. There's a few people I'd like to thank. Michelle, my lovely wife, who I met in the south side of Chicago. Two Netflix documentaries made about us. Didn't see either of them, but got a lot of money from it, though. Hoorah!
I would love it if Obama just ad-libbed in the middle of his speeches, too. Just kind of like a rapper.
Gosh. What if Migos started getting Obama up on their ad-libs?
Oh, that'd be...
You put Offset out of a job. I'll tell you that much right now. That dude hasn't dropped a verse since 14.
Migos coming out. They're just like, man, boobs so big they look like hot air balloons. Boobs so big they look like they from Looney Tunes. You got Obama and he's like, skirt, skirt. Just keep moving up.
Looney Tunes. air balloons. My name, Obama. I'm fresh like a llama.
Yeah, if Obama could rap the ABCs in his one track LP and it would ABC, still sell a million copies.
D E F G. Mm-hmm. Okay. H I J. K L M N O P P A.
Calling this episode Obama Raps the Alphabet.
Obama Raps the Alphabet. That's good clickbait, though.
Ooh, that is what it should be. What we have before. Dude.
I don't know. It doesn't matter anymore. All I know is that YouTube clickbait is too much for me these days.
Yeah, what'd you find?
I don't know. I feel like people are just doing all caps. I died in my sleep. You know what I mean? Like, his mom killed his own son. And I'm like, what? That doesn't even, pronouns don't make sense in that. Have you ever seen a buffalo inside of a Home Depot? Like, there wasn't even it was a Lowe's. And that wasn't a buffalo. That was my cousin Steve. He's just a little bit hairy.
And you're like, and this is just a video of a meadow. Some rabbits bouncing around.
There's a couple flowers.
But you got my click. Ah, fell for it.
And I watched all 8 minutes of it. Oh, did I?
It was pretty blissful. That well, was... God, we got to end the show on some kind of note.
Today I was in a public restroom and somebody used the urinal with no shoes on.
No kidding? Were you in a stall or were you in the urinal next to
him? I was
definitely
stalled up.
Yeah, stalled
up. Even if there was a second urinal, I would have gone a stall because I'm not going to associate with that kind of anarchy.
That's insanity. This is America.
Dude, America's on fire, and that is a microcosm of it.
Yeah, that butterfly effect. One guy peeing at the urinal without shoes. Next thing you know, race riot.
What if people started using the butterfly effect as like a defense in court?
Look, Your Honor. Yes. Did I rob the liquor store? Yes. Did I take $4,000 from it? Sure. A bottle of Maker's Mark? Okay, yeah, fine. I did. But you would never guess who switched their lanes without a blinker.
And you know what? Like, let's be honest. The state of American politics has definitely pushed us toward, I think lawyers, really the next big boom in that industry is just being the more entertaining lawyer when you're in court. And the jury's like, man, I like that guy. He had flamethrowers. The other guy was talking about perjury and personal rights. Man, this guy is someone I want to hang out with.
Did you hear about the lawyer with the monkey?
He's my favorite.
He is amazing. He doesn't even talk.
He lets the monkey do the talking. It's ventriloquism, I think. I don't even know.
But guess what? The monkey also juggles.
and then the monkey ventriloquizes the balls. It's a little overkill. But hey, there's a lot of monkey juggling lawyers out there. You got to stand out. It's American politics.
Anyways, I lost my whole fortune in divorce court.
Click now.
Oh, what a great clickbait. I've been married 0 times.
Yeah. Well, Reed, I think another solid episode. Time to sign off.
In the words of Soulja Boy, booty meat.
Booty meat. Booty greet. Booty. It's what's for dinner.
Bye, Ben.
Bye, Reed.